the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true. Welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. As ever, I'm pre-recording. This is going out on the 8th of December. So by now, the new acoustic album that me and Liv put together will be probably be sent out soon. If you want to know more about that, go to dorisbrendel.com. Scroll down a bit. Look for a very bright cover. called Acoustic Live Volume 1, and just click on that, you'll see more. Anyway, that track that I've just played, very beautiful track, it's from a Finnish band called Auri. It's a progressive rock band. The track is Blakey Ridge, and I've got a soft spot for traditional Irish flute playing. Those of you who know me know why. Funnily enough, our next big album project is going to have a bit of traditional Irish flute playing on it as well. But that's it. That's all I'm saying about that for now. Also, the other thing is the interviews from the Progressive Rock Festival, the HRH Prog Festival, a few weeks ago. And if you want to read some of those interviews, go to the Hard Rock Hell Radio website under Bands and News, and you will see a whole bunch of things that have been posted up by now, I'm sure. There's a lot of stupid questions, as usual, as you would expect from me. One of the bands that I interviewed was Hawklords, and it was Jerry Richards who answered the questions. And I'll just give you a little taster if you haven't read the whole interview yet. One of the questions that I asked was, did you enjoy the festival? Any highlights, mishaps or disasters? And he answered, did we enjoy the festival? Is this a real question? Yes, believe it or not, we did. Highlights included the band laughing their heads off when Jerry won the Prog Legend Award. For once in his life, he was quite speechless, but only for a moment. Then it was back to his usual babble. Chris G was delighted to discover a working washing machine, brackets, not silver machine. And we enjoyed immensely the initial reaction at the awards ceremony crowd at our slot on the day of the awards, when the audience finally became aware that the band know only three chords and don't play prog rock. Well, there's a lot more where that came from. What are we doing today? Well, Lee finally gets to be an agony aunt or uncle, whatever you prefer, because Rudy has written in with a problem. What we do have,
yeah,
is a problem.
What, a problem page problem?
A problem page. Well, I kind of, because
like a dear John problem.
It was dear Lee, because you said you wanted to be Agony Lee.
I did.
Agony Lee, who solves people's problems. Now,
yep.
I had an email by one of our German listeners.
Right, brilliant.
But it's slightly tricky because German is quite, English is quite clearly not his first language. And I don't know if he's used a translator or something, but it's rather tricky just understanding it.
Just translating it.
Yeah. Just,
okay.
Just, it's all not, right. It's not entirely clear, but you are Agony Lee. So I thought maybe you'll be able to you know, get a gist of what it's about and maybe give him some suggestions. So,
okay,
this is from Rudy.
All right. First of all, I'm going to have to... Okay, so the first thing is I'm going to try and translate it into what I think it is first. All right, so off you go then.
Well, I could just... Yeah, I mean, okay, so every Tuesday a mail shot goes out just to say that the latest podcast is up and so on. So, and my last missive started, "Hello, Rudy, hope you're well." To which he answers, "No, not really, my good love, Doris."
What?
Oh.
So, here we go. So, to me, that says I've got a problem, doesn't it?
That is definitely problematic. That's a good starting sentence of a problem there.
"No, really, not definitely. Really, my good love, Doris." So, that tells me, okay, I've got a problem here.
Okay. Can I just say, can I just say, Rudy, can I just say, you're in safe hands. All right,
what?
You're in safe hands. Don't worry about this. There's no more problems. By the time I've finished with you, you're going to feel like the weight has been lifted off your shoulders. All right?
What?
And you will not be carrying the world around anymore.
No. What? This is so. You're in safe hands. I'm relying on you, Lee, to do well here. Okay.
I'm going to smash this.
Yeah, you're going to smash it. Okay. It's a bit of a story. So, here we go. Rudy says, "I date a girl. There is 66 year and means it's all okay, but I must analytics myself every time and every situation."
Right.
Shall I just read the whole thing and then we can analyse it?
Okay.
"I will life and love her, but no turn back to my history when I was 2001. divorced from my wife.
Right.
Doris, you are a Gemini too. I think so. She makes meditation every morning. That's okay. But when we go outside to a gig looking and I tell her a guy looks me bad, why I am happy and dancing. And she analytics me why I reaction about what? It's for me not really good basic about relationship at future. What's your meaning? I know we'll stand by her side, but I have a bad feeling, so I will go. There you go. That's the problem.
What the hell?
That was Daedric from Dallas, a track called Undone. Really lovely bits between all the shouting. I appreciate, I'm sorry if you're not into shouting. It's a bit shouty. Both of those were a little bit shouty. The second one was I Prevail from Southfield in Michigan, Annihilate Me. But like I said, in between the shouting, there were some really, really good bits and it was really well recorded. So I like most of it. I hope you did as well. Right, we're going to go back to Rudy's rather difficult problem.
Okay. Right. We've got two problems here. The first problem is I have no idea what the problem is. And the second problem is obviously his problem. So what I'm going to have to do is you're going to have to read me the sentences, right? Can you read me the sentences and I'll try and make out what they mean? So go from the beginning again.
I know. It's tricky, isn't it? It's all there. It's all there. But it's kind of, right. Yeah. I date a girl there, ist 66 year and means it's all okay. But I must analytics myself every time and every situation. So what, I think he's dating a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And either he's 66 years old or she is, perhaps.
Yeah, could be. Or they've been together for 66 years. And they're both 108.
Well, no, because he says he's divorced from his wife. So
yeah, that's true.
So,
yes,
no, it's definitely
be.
Not.
Yeah.
So no. He's yeah. He's dating. He's dating somebody presumably newish anyway.
Yeah, I reckon he's 66, yeah.
You reckon let's go with that. Or she's 66. Well, they're both 66, so who knows?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. But they're both 66, right, okay.
Maybe they met on Route 66 or...
Could be.
But I don't think so, because it says is 66 year. So there's an age, so either of them, okay, fine. So, and he says, it's all okay, but I must analytics myself every time in every situation. So he's analysing, he's worried about it. He's going, is this the right thing? You know?
Yeah.
So far, so good. So then I will life and love her, but right, no I, turn back to my history when I was 2001 divorced from my wife. So he's basically going,
I want to love her for life, but I don't want to end up like I did, like I was in 2001 when I divorced my wife.
When it all went horrible, exactly. Yeah. When everything.
So he's looking on the positive side. That's a good thing. He's saying, I don't want it to be like it was, but it obviously is a little bit like it was, because he's saying that he's got to analyse what he's doing, because he's wondering whether or not he's putting himself in that position again, isn't he?
Yeah, is this the right thing or not?
Yeah.
And he says, Doris, you are a Gemini too, I think so. So I assuming that he's a Gemini.
Right.
I'm not sure what difference that makes, but he says she makes, so this is his girlfriend, she makes meditation every morning.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. That's probably chills her out for the day.
Bit of yoga in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
That's okay, but when we go outside to a gig...
Yeah.
Looking.
Yes.
And I tell here a guy looks me bad, why I am happy and dancing.
Right, I actually think what that means is...
Yeah.
I think what that means is that when they go out to a gig,
yeah,
and she's looking good, and someone else looks at her, why is he happy and dancing and not angry that someone else has looked at her?
Oh, I don't think so. We go to a gig looking, and I tell. No, I think.
Go on.
I think it's other guys look badly at him.
What?
I tell a guy looks me bad, why I am happy and dancing. I'm a bit confused. I must admit, I'm slightly confused.
So she's wondering why he doesn't stand up for himself then.
What?
Well, it's either that then. So it's either to do with her saying, why aren't you jealous? Or it's the fact that she's saying, well, why don't you stick up for yourself?
But listen, see, the following sentence is, and she analytics me. Why I reaction about what? So he's reacting about something and she's going, why are you reacting badly?
What?
Why are you reacting badly? Yeah, but he's not. He's singing and dancing. He's reacting,
I'm
not reacting badly.
I'm happy and dancing.
So basically, what? Someone says something to him and he doesn't stand up for himself and say, why don't you do one? Instead, he's going, ha la la, and having a good old dance around. dancing around them.
No, no, Germans don't go la la la. Germans go tra la la.
Oh, tra la la.
Tra la la. Exactly. Yeah, that's a German way to do it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Come along, my friends. Sit down by the fire and warm your hands. Pass the bottle around and share a song for old times.
Oh, it's not hard to please, baby. thinking maybe we made a mistake mixing the two.
Just
We have a few bands from Germany today, and that was the first from Wiesbaden in Germany. The New Roses, Natural Born Vagabonds, bit of sort of country style rock, followed by, I'm sure you recognise the voice, Hailstorm, Like a Woman Can, from Pennsylvania, Lizzie Hale, and that is an astonishingly good vocal. Oh God, I wish I could sing like that. Absolutely fantastic. And the one you just heard, that was again from Germany, from Saarbrücken, Indecent Behavior, Give Me Everything, featuring Air Dawn Dagger. Right, we're going to go back to Lee's message to Rudy.
See, I actually find in real life, and I'm not joking, that if you danced around, if you made someone angry in a pub or a club, and instead of saying, why don't you just F off, right? And instead looked them in the eye and went, tra-la-la, and danced around at them, I reckon you would make that guy even more angry and you'd get a smack round the chops quicker. I reckon that's what would happen.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Well, it depends on the situation. It depends if you look at him while you're doing it, then you would definitely get a smack.
You definitely have to look at him and do it.
If you just kind of walk off and then have a little dance, so you might just go, okay, that's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. No. If
you look at somebody while they're having a go at you and going, God, you're a bit of a tosser, and you just look them straight in the eye, and start dancing again, tra-la-la. Yeah, you would definitely get a smack.
You would, didn't you?
Do you know what's really sad is I can imagine you doing that.
I've done that lots and lots of times. Lots of times. Road rage is really funny. If you're ever in a road rage situation, right, and you're brave enough, I have been, and someone is giving it loads at you from the car next to you or whatever, literally, if you stick your tongue out...
Blow them a kiss.
And you know when you put your thumbs to your temples and wave your hands?
Yes.
Like a and just literally just stick out your tongue and go... like that. That is the most infuriating thing to another driver who's got road rage that you could possibly do. And it works a treat.
Well, either that or just keep blowing them kisses, in which case if a bloke did that to another bloke, that would get a reaction as well.
That would definitely do it as well, it would do. Yeah, no, there's plenty of things that you can do just in a relaxed, chilled state that you can wind someone up with. In fact, it's much more... Two aggressive people is one thing, but having one aggressor and the other one just laid back and doing some really ridiculously chilled out childish things back is even more infuriating for the other person.
Yeah. Definitely just dancing at somebody will
oh yeah,
they'll either burst out laughing or they will smack you. It's got to be one or the other.
I think you're definitely going to get a smack. Yeah. Anyway, so which one of those are we going to choose then? Are we going to go for his girlfriend has got the ump because someone's looking at her and he's not getting jealous and he's just dancing and saying, so what?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's not reacting about things and he's happy and dancing. He just wants to have a good time and she, I don't know, wants him to stick up for himself or her possibly.
Right.
And she analytics me, why our reaction about what?
Okay. Was that the end? Was it?
No,
was
it's
more?
It's for me not right. Really good basic about relationship at a future. So that means this is not a good good sign for a long standing relationship.
Just read that again for me. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's for me not really good basic about relationship at future.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What's your meaning? Yeah. I know we'll stand by her side, but have a bad feeling, so I will go.
Oh, he's going to leave her?
Well, it's a bit confusing because I know we'll stand by her side. He says that, but I have a bad feeling, so we'll go. So he's kind of saying he'll stand by her side, but he's going to go as well.
What?
Are you schizophrenic? Oh, wow. Maybe he's schizophrenic.
What?
You can't have both. You're either standing by her side or you're leaving. To do both is pretty darn difficult.
It is a bit. What's your meaning? I think he's not decided. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. No. I don't think he's made up his mind yet, which is why he's asking you.
I think
you,
that
Lee.
Means, should I go or should I stay?
have you in chains, giving everything and rush through your veins. The city's for the beautiful and deranged, filthy dogs, white tees, ripped and stained. I call you out.
I want.
That was our third band from Germany, Planes. That's Planes with two eyes. Track called Dirty Fish. They're from Hamburg, but their singer's from the UK, which is because they've got a real UK vibe about them, this sort of punky rock. I like that band. I've played quite a few of their tracks before. And the one you just heard, yes, of course, that was myself and Lee Dunham from our Pigs Might Fly album with a track called I Saw You. We're going to go to our final part of trying to help Rudy with his problem.
Okay, so basically, should he stay? So the question is, should he stay or should he go, knowing that she's upset that he won't stick up for her?
See,
perhaps.
She's already trying to change him.
She is. It's true.
She's trying to change him. She's trying to say, I want you to be different than you are.
That's true.
It's not good.
It's true. But on the other hand, you know, you do have to change in a relationship a little bit. Otherwise, it just won't work anyway. You've got two people, especially the older you get. If I may be so bold and say that the older you get, the more stuck in the ways you become.
Oh, God, we do. Yeah, absolutely.
And the trouble is that, you know, then it becomes harder to make a relationship work. So I would say, OK, let's cut this in half. All right, then. So, Rudy, listen very carefully. If she is asking you to change more than 50%, then I would say no. I'd say get rid of her. And if you think that she's just trying to see, you might find that she'll change herself as well, and it'll become equal. Yeah, try it on her. Here's a good one. So Rudy, try it the other way around. Try and ask her to change something for you and see if she does, and then if she doesn't, then you know that you've also got then some comeback to say, well, look, you didn't change for me when I asked you to do this. And I won't change for you when we do this. So you can see how difficult it is for people to change.
But see, I think part of the problem is that it's reminding him of his wife.
Ah, yeah.
Isn't it? Because he says, no turn back to my history when he divorced his wife. So if she's doing things that he split with his wife over, then that's probably not a good sign.
You know what we should do, though, don't you?
What's that?
Well, the first thing that we need to do, before we tell him what to do, we should listen to his and your horoscope.
Well, I don't know what. Oh no, because he's Gemini, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you read out your Gemoscope and his Gemoscope.
Gemoscope.
Gemoscope. Yes, read out his Gemoscope.
Okay.
And then that way, that might give us a little bit of an inkling of what he should actually do right now.
This month, August 16th, Vixen Venus, sashaying again, sashays into Libra and lights a bonfire in your passionate fifth house. It's more like with your magnetic powers dialed up to peak levels, you could enjoy an embarrassment of romantic riches between now and September 10th. Waste no opportunity to bare your soul, slip someone a love note, analog or virtual, or otherwise let your interests be known. Hey, Geminis out there, this is steamy stuff. One tiny note, check the entitlement. With Venus in this confidence-boosting cycle, you could veer off path, listing all the ways you want to be treated like royalty and what you deserve from a partner.
Ooh.
All the desires are legitimate, Gemini, but even the most well-intentioned mate can't be at your beck and call 24/7. Okay, that's enough. But yes, that's quite steamy stuff.
That helped. That actually helped about as much as the question.
I would go, if it's going to be really steamy till September, Rudy, go for it till September the 10th and then walk away.
You know what you mean? Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
That's it for another week. I've got time for a few more tracks. What am I going to play? I'm going to play from Dayton, Ohio, The Devil Wears Prada, with a track called Wave, followed by The Funeral Portrait. They're from Atlanta. The track is Dark Thoughts, and it's featuring Danny Worktop from the UK. And finally, last but not least, from Florida, a band called Absence. They're supposed to be a death metal band, but this one's actually quite a gentle track. Eternal Vows of Midnight. Thank you so much for your company, and I hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, bye.
Knee deep in the water, trying to fight what fights back harder. All these things I can't control, bringing up what's down below. I can't help but wonder why I always go back under. All these things I can't control, it's so cyclical, so cyclical. The hunter felt the need to run for cover. All these things I can't control. Are we born to die alone? Thought I heard the thunder, and somehow it brought me comfort. All these things I can't control. I'm gonna chest. I'm gonna
find an escape from these dark, dark thoughts in my mind. Can't drink, can't drug, can't drown them away. Can't sleep, can't think, can't find an escape from these dark, dark thoughts in my mind.
These are heavy. There's a way.